When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A lot of attentive listeners saying it's called Meat and Beer, the old store that meat you were talking about.
What do we call it?
Something. You said meat, I think, but Meat and Beer was the store.
I think it's still called.
That's a great name for a store. It's very simple. You know, we advertise what we are.
It went through several different names, and they settled on Meat and Beer.
Meat and Beer.
I think it's still open.
You know, something's open in that area. Yeah.
It's about 13th and Cornhusker. Isn't it about right?
I went in there every day.
It's across for a bank.
Yeah, I went in every day, and then I'd also use that parking lot to make calls. I'll just, you know, just plant the truck there and get away.
It wouldn't be that far up Cornhusker to the tack room from there.
No,
no, right. Very close.
Very close.
Oh, very close.
You shoot over the tack room, which we found out is intact, and we'd like to know who owns that building.
And we want to open that on Friday afternoons
Friday
only.
Friday afternoons
FAC
only.
Club?
FAC Club, yes. Yes.
We can make that happen.
Yes.
Make that happen.
I wonder if they have, I wonder if the meat and beer place is stocked with 5-hour energy. They would run out.
You
all
could
the
go check today.
If we
today.
Could get together with those guys, they could help sponsor our FAC at the tack room.
They could not say no to that. It'd be a brilliant idea for them.
They could say no.
They could. It'd be dumb, could. Though. It'd be dumb. Come on. The FAC would be great.
All right, let's talk Dion.
So we just mentioned that Dylan Edwards, the Colorado running back, is going to Kansas State. 21 players out, several players in. You mentioned three defensive linemen. Pittsburgh,
does that put him in the hundreds? They were at 80 something, weren't they? Right with her. They're close to 100 transfers in and out.
Ooh. In his year and a half.
I don't know.
I mean, it's been.
Wouldn't surprise.
If we're not to 100, it's very close or just over in that range. So he was at the press conference following the spring game, which had a low attendance. It was bad weather, by the way, in Boulder. But
they reported it was reported that they drew 28,400. I didn't look like that.
It was not
the photo
that
photo I seen was not even close to that.
Like 600 people.
And
there.
It appeared during the time that was like the game was still like just starting. It was the lower bowl, which I think was the west side, and that was about it. Was full. And then the end zone, which I believe is the north, where you come out of where Nebraska comes out. Nobody in that entire side. The other side was very, very limited to also.
So that was down bench. That was down from 47,000 last year. The euphoria, the buzz has gone not completely away, but it's subsided greatly, which is interesting to me.
Well, he was talking about, he was asked the question, will you stick around once your sons are gone this year?
Shadur and Shiloh.
And Shiloh. And Prime said, yeah, I've got more room. I've got more to get done here. He tried to say he was not going to be leaving anytime soon.
Where would he go would be the question.
I don't know where he would go right now. I mean, there'd always be options, I guess. But, I mean, that's always the thing that comes up. People always say, you know, he's going to take off. He's going to be out of here. Well, he has to have offers to be able to leave from there. Mm-hmm. And so
an NFL head coaching job? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know. He could be a head coach in the NFL.
He could be.
I don't know if at this point he could be a head coach in the NFL.
Shock me. I mean, he came off a 4-8 season, mm-hmm. which they nosedived. I mean, maybe they'll be really good this year, but I mean, he had a good run at Jackson State. I don't know. Weird conversations to me. They're just odd. The whole Colorado, every conversation you have about Colorado to me is odd.
Nothing has been done to this magnitude with the number of transfers and with that, with the how popular it is. I mean, they get tons of views because of Dion. they get their eyes are on them, and so they get a lot of views, and so everything is very looked at. Because Ole Miss has had a lot of they've brought a lot of transfers in. You don't hear much about it because it's just kind of
Lane's not that way.
Lane's just kind of keeping it about right here. And now the numbers aren't the same of what they have with the departures, but like I said, it's one of the most it is a slam dunk home run 10 years from now, 30 for 30 story that will be remarkable. Yep. And you just don't know which way it's going to go.
You don't
know which way it's going to go.
I saw last year the apex, and it was wild when Nebraska went there because they were three. What they had just won. They beat TCU. And it was wild. Like it was. I'll never forget it. It was the wildest scene I've ever seen at any away game, and that's 25 years of away games. I've never seen anything that wild. They were all in. That fan base was all in. Now I don't think it's all in now.
I think there might be a little. I mean, the crowd says something to you with where it was.
It's not as all in
for the spring game. It says something to you. Also, like I said, when it dropped off, dramatically last year, it wasn't even like they might win. It dropped off dramatically.
They were getting pummeled.
To see what happens. I would say that the wildness, even though there's been games, obviously here at Nebraska that were in line with conference championship games and BCS, ramification games that were played here. But the wild scene when Colorado comes here for game two will match that.
I think it'll be
something that a lot of Nebraska fans have never seen if there's some young ones that weren't part of things from 25, 30 years ago.
Well, Jake would remember 2014 Miami.
Yes.
When Miami was here in 2014, the scene was wild.
This city was electric.
It was
game was electric.
It was loud. And it might be like that.
I would sure think so. I think it'd be more. I think it's going to be more.
Could be more.
I think it's going to be more.
Because of Prime.
Because that was Nebraska-Miami. Now you still have Nebraska-Colorado and the coach.
Yeah, it could escalate. It could escalate. You're right.
Who was the Miami coach at that time?
It was the guy who wore Al Golden.
Al Golden.
Yeah, Al Golden. I like the suit. Which doesn't have the same appeal as what it will be with Prime.
No, that was an amazing night, by the way. It was
2014.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that will be an amazing night. I mean, they be in Colorado. They open up on a Thursday with North Dakota State, which we know is always a tough team.
They do?
Yes, but I don't see them losing that game.
You don't?
I don't see that. And then Nebraska opens up with UTEP, which should be a big win. So both teams, they probably have, to be honest with you, I would rather play UTEP than I would North Dakota
State. I would too.
Of the two teams, which is crazy, but that's true. It would be true. If I I'm trying to get a win here. Who do you want to play, North Dakota State or UTEP? All coaches would pick UTEP.
As far as Colorado goes, about the time, if you start thinking Colorado could be really bad again, you got to always keep in mind Shadur. I mean, they have they might have a first-round quarterback.
And they've brought in some players that are pretty talented.
Did they?
They have. Yeah, they've brought in some players that are pretty good. I just think it has to be a bizarre, the whole setting has to be bizarre. It'd be fun to interview somebody that's already, like I said, 10 years from now, it's going to be unbelievable. Because it's, like I said, like that, it's either going to take off to an unbelievable pace, and whether Prime is still there, or whether he has taken that to a different job because of how it took off, or it's going to nosedive. I don't see it being either right there. They're 7-5, 6-6. I think it's going to be one way or the other.
No.
I think it's going to be one way or the other.
No, they nosedived last year, and you just wonder, can he get it on track? How do you get it on track when you make that? There's that many changes. I mean, you're just trying to. I don't want to sound disparaging, but are you just trying to get lucky? Just trying to catch lightning in a bottle?
And massive changes in the coaching staff also. I mean, the OC was there. He was taking over as like an analyst last year, however that worked out. They actually demoted the tight end coach to promote him. They have a new defensive coordinator. So there's just a lot going on. The moving parts of it are going to be fun. And there's going to be their spring game also was Saturday. So they're going to have some more people go in the portal today.
What I'm saying is, it just doesn't seem like a sound approach.
It's a tough one because, like I said, when you talk about having culture on your team, that's usually built through time.
Right, that's what I mean.
Somebody that
chemistry, culture, all that stuff.
The old guys teach the young guys how it's done.
Prime evidently doesn't believe in all that.
Talent is always good to have, though.
Yeah.
You know, talent is always good to have. There's no doubt about that. And he's always striving to be able to get that. But it would be hard to say that we have tremendous culture when you've been through 100 different players in a year and a half.
It's like a that joke.
It'd be hard to...
It'd be a joke trying to tell me that.
It'd be hard. It'd be very, very hard, but, yeah, you know, to be able to see. And then also, there's no doubt about it that they have, you know, whoever they play, it's a big deal. If they're playing Kansas.
I know.
If they're playing TCU, if they're playing Baylor.
Kind of is a big
Utah,
deal.
Utah, they're going to be like, hold it. This is a big game.
It is.
This is a big... 2 years ago, playing Colorado wasn't a big deal.
Now it is.
Now it's a big deal.
And they did. And I got to say it. I got to say they hammered Nebraska last year. And that's what Colorado fan would say to me. Why don't you shut your trap? What was the score last year?
Scoreboard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I mean, in the 100. End. Yeah. In the end, it's still it is a scoreboard.
Yeah.
But you go through it. They pulled off the win against TCU. And TCU easily could have won that game. Colorado State should have beat them in the game. So it could have been way worse. It could have been a 2-win season, and if they lose to TCU, I doubt they would beat Nebraska. Don't see that happening.
Yeah, that was a surprise. Nobody expected that.
No.
The country was shocked by that result.
We were riveted.
TCU was the runners up last year.
I was listening to it on the radio. I watched like the last 5 minutes when I got home. I was riveted to it. I was pulling for. I'm like, this is amazing.
I couldn't take my eyes off.
This story is amazing.
It was fun
to like
watch.
600 yards of offense.
Yeah,
and Dylan Edwards he had 4 touchdowns.
He tore him up that day.
As a true freshman. Yeah,
Shadur looked really. I mean, yeah. Shadur's good. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And they got Travis Hunter. Yeah. So they got 2 first rounders.
Yeah,
right.
Travis Hunter's for sure.
Okay, isn't Shadur?
I don't know that yet. I'd have to watch him and see the senior season. I've only watched him a little bit in that last year, so I don't know. And then everything, like you said, was the O-line was struggling. There are different things to see. But I would imagine, like I said, he's a very talented player.
Yeah, early drafts for next year don't matter, but mock drafts have Shadur a top 10 pick.
Yeah, he's in my board.
He's on your board? Yeah. The SIP board?
Kiper.
How'd the SIP board do from last
Steve
April
Kiper.
To now?
Not that
Steve
good.
Kiper.
I don't have a board, but Shadur looks like a first-rounder to me. He's a dude.
Right. A lot of turnover.
We'll see what they have, though. See what they have. Can they block for him? I don't know.
I just think it's interesting that he's talking, that Deion's talking at his press conference about whether he's going to, you know, his future at Colorado.
Well, because his
beyond
boys
when will, his sons leave.
Because his boys will leave and people think, well, his answer was, I don't follow my sons. I lead my sons. I don't follow them. He said, I create
generational
wealth for my sons and I lead them. I don't follow them. I'm the father. So, yeah.
Deion.
But the operative question is he going to have job opportunities? I don't know. I mean, let's see what the record is. Right now, color me skeptical. You know, I mean, we'll see.
Jake, do you have their schedule? We know they open up with North Dakota State. Then they come here. I love the schedule. You know how much I'm a schedule.
So they open with North Dakota State.
And then that game got moved in the last week to a Thursday night game.
Interesting.
TV. And also it gives you an extra day and a half for Nebraska. So the Nebraska plays on a Saturday. They get 2 extra days.
I am interested by that. How casually you said that you think Colorado will beat North Dakota State. That's interesting.
I do. I still think that they have enough talent to be able to get that done, and a little trouble matchup. And also, I think North Dakota State's interesting right now. They've been very good.
Yeah.
They're not as what they've been the last couple of years, okay. And their head coach left.
Yep.
Okay.
To go take an assistant job,
okay.
At USC.
So there might be a little.
I mean, just potentially. You have to look at it that way and say, hang on now.
It's not your Craig Bull, North Dakota State.
You have to look at it and say, hang on a second here with where they're at.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So Colorado plays North Dakota State off the bat. Then they play Nebraska here in Lincoln. Then they play at Colorado State, rivalry game.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then they host Baylor. Then they're at UCF.
UCF, tough game.
Then they host Kansas State, tough game.
Tough game. Ooh.
At Arizona.
Tough game.
Host Cincinnati.
Tough.
At Texas Tech.
Tough game.
Home against Utah. At Kansas, and then home against Oklahoma State.
It's going to be a struggle.
I mean, that's if we look there and you say, what are the guaranteed wins? Even the first game's a tough one in North Dakota State. It's even tough. You're not sitting there going, okay, they definitely got 6. They definitely got 6 for sure. Then see if they get to 8 or 9.
It's a hard schedule.
Well, there's zero guarantees in that.
It's a hard schedule.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about Prime reeling off nine and having NFL teams come after him. I don't think that's what we're talking about here. Right?
I'm curious what his next step would be if he were to leave Colorado.
Next step would try to be hold on to the job he's got. What we're talking about, I think, right?
If he wants to keep coaching, he doesn't need to be coaching. Deion does not need coaching.
That will be a game that will be intriguing to watch them on that Thursday night.
Real intriguing.
To have a feel for it, to see where they're at.
Real
because,
intriguing.
Because, last year, defensively, it was horrendous. It was
spun out of control.
Out of control. Offensive line was not good. And so it'll be interesting, a lot of pieces, a lot of parts to see how. And they're not done. There's going to be another story today on Colorado.
Yep, because
who left, who's coming in?
The portal.
Who left, who's coming in?
The portal closes Wednesday. The portal never, there's always grad transfers that can transfer any time. But the portal right now closes Wednesday.
Yep. So we'll track and see what Deion does throughout the summer. And how it goes next year for him. But he says he's sticking around.
It's an incredible story.
It is.
No matter what you look at it, it's an incredible story. And it's going to go one way or the other, really big or really bad. It's not going to be in between. It's going to go one way or the other. And like I said, adds up for great drama here in Lincoln. Not much drama, but excitement. Whatever you want to talk about, the place will be as hard a ticket. There'll be a tough ticket.
Real tough.
Really, really hard to get in. 100%. To get in.
It should be a tough ticket.
The vibe on that Friday will be way different. Like you said, you think it's going to be a night game, right, Steve?
I think so, because Michigan-Texas is big noon.
Yeah.
Big noon kickoff. Michigan-Texas.
I don't know this. Do you know the options?
I don't know the other
options. Who has the next pick?
And, no, I don't.
Could it be the 2:30 game? I don't even know.
When we keep saying it's a night game, it's just speculation.
Yeah.
Just speculation. But it makes sense.
Makes sense. Makes total sense.
Yeah. Colorado, it's still hot. The rivalry is really, the Nebraska thing is hot. Like, I was startled last year by that.
It was crazy. Yeah, I was out there too. Not at the game. I was at the tailgate out there.
You said it was mayhem.
It was.
You said you saw like Nebraska fans, like youth, just being yelled at.
Assaulted. I mean, I don't mind saying it because I was sitting there eating a burrito and I watched it. And there was a young man in a red shirt. And then the taunts from the Colorado youth began. And then it got physical. And I was just sitting there. I should have probably intervened, but there were law enforcement there that took care of it. So I just kept eating my burrito. But I was.
Would you have, quick question, would you have set the burrito down or would you have walked over while you continuously ate the burrito and just said, hey, stop it, knock it off?
I was taken aback by the whole scene.
Texting me from there. The scene is unreal.
There was a lot of expletives.
Yes.
A lot of expletives. It's not a friendly rivalry at all. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. That day was.
Yep.
Come on, you saw it.
I saw it. It was weird. I've never seen that type of atmosphere.
Did you go in the stadium, Jay?
No, I did not. I walked around. I was at the Blur Events tailgate, and I walked around campus. And
where'd you watch the game from, the press box?
I watched at the actual tailgate event. I did not go to the game.
Gotcha.
I was in Boulder at the tailgate event.
Well, why would you be there not in the game?
Because I was out there for the party. I was proper.
But you're media.
I didn't get media. Well, we tried to get media passes, and they were very tough because everyone in the world want media passes for that game.
It was loaded.
So they were very limited
in
passes.
I stood in the press box.
Yes. I would have gone to the game.
Now you'll get your spot back here. That won't happen. Keith Mann will not allow that here, right? You'll have your
spot. His spot is confirmed in the press box here.
Steve?
I hope you're right about that. Yeah. I hope you're right. I wouldn't mind standing if I had to. I had a seat, but it wasn't a good one, so I stood. I don't know. It was loaded. It was a loaded press box, so Jake wasn't going to get in that press box.
It's still remarkable when you talk about the size, though. 47,000. It's not a very big stadium. 47,000 sold out.
No, that's a good point. It was sold out.
That's bizarre. But think about that. 47,000.
Little stadium. It is a little stadium.
Let's play the games. You'll give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. I was at a place last night where they were having some kolaches, which are, of course, from Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic. So I thought, how about native countries of foods today for our game show? Native countries of foods.
Ooh.
Random. Random.
I might have a chance.
Yeah, this could be interesting.
You like to eat, you got a chance today.
Now, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was looking at my phone. I'm sorry. We do that in this country. What was the...
I saw somebody eating a kolache. okay. which is from the Czech Republic, of course.
Was it from Verdigris?
It might have been. I don't know where it's. I didn't ask where it's from. Didn't ask where it's from. But they're eating it. Looked good. So today, native countries of foods. 464-5685. Shut up, Zipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Zipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Zipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Zipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dig Down Sip in trivia. Bill, a lifeline for one question as always. Again, native countries of foods. We got James. James, how do you feel about native countries of foods today?
Oh, I don't know. We'll give it a shot.
All right.
Thank you, James.
James on the line. And again, Bill, lifeline for Sip for one question. James, first question to you. What country is sauerkraut from?
I think you have that.
100.
Has to
Germany?
Be.
Yeah.
Brilliant!
Layup. Germany is correct.
Everyone knew it.
It's a German word.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I thought that was a trick question for a second. I'm not going
to
lie.
He does that a lot, James.
He gives you layups to try to affect me and Steve.
All right, guys.
Mind games.
For the tie, first question. What country is tandoori chicken from? Tandoori.
Oh, I got that. No doubt in my mind, it's India.
Brilliant.
India is correct. Got it. 1-1
tie. I think I would have had that.
Yeah, you would have.
My mind was kind of racing initially.
Back to you, James, for the lead. Yep. Last question. What country is poutine from?
Poutine.
God, that's a good question.
Oh, my gosh.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Well, it sounds French.
Hmm.
I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Hmm.
Huh.
5 seconds.
Canada. Country.
Three.
Canada?
Canada. Correct.
Brilliant.
It is from Canada. Yes, poutine.
What is it?
Say Canada or France.
It's like cheese curds with the gravy and stuff on. It's very unhealthy, but it's delicious. Yes. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Cheese curds with gravy.
Yeah, and other stuff.
Sounds good.
For the tie, Bill's in play here to tie it up, Sip. What country is haggis from?
I don't even know
what it is.
Haggis. What country is it from?
Yes.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Haggis is disgusting and you should never eat it.
Really?
How about that for a sentence? Yes. It's like a blood pudding.
I do think I know this, guys.
Can we use James as a lifeline?
we use
James against himself.
All right,
I want to go to the tiebreaker.
Australia.
Is it Australia? Country of Scotland. Scotland is the answer for that one. So, James, congrats. We get to Bengals. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Thanks, James. You got us.
Good game, guys.
Nice win today, James.
Have a great week.
Same to you. Thank you. Do we dare take a guess on the tiebreaker here? I'm curious where this goes. All right. Before we get out of here.
Of course we do.
What is the population of Scotland? Is it a billion?
I don't even.
Scotland. He's my favorite because you have no idea.
We can do this. Come on. Think about it. I would say it's very similar to Ireland.
Was it Brazil? And you said, is it a billion?
Is that a billion?
I said, it was like, I don't think so.
A billion.
So it's very similar to Ireland.
I'm not going to say what it is or what it isn't.
I would have to agree with that. Yeah. Maybe a little bit less, maybe, than Ireland.
The trouble is I don't know what Ireland is.
That's my problem, too. Is Ireland a billion? I don't know that.
No, not a billion. Okay, let me think this through. Just let me think it through.
This is great.
I'm thinking about that greater L.A. area right now.
We could be doing math about Scotland.
I'd say 4 million.
Bill, over under 4 million.
Under.
5.51 million. So that's not too bad.
Not embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
Not at all. You almost got it on the nose.
Yeah, that's not embarrassing.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
I will never forget. Is it a billion?
Is it a billion?
That was the best. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I know it's not him. It's not Tom Chambers.
Tom Chambers is the billion. Yeah,
he wasn't even in the top 50.
It's one of these two.
One of these two. It's not him.
Steve Nash.
Or Tom Chambers.
For three-point leaders.
Speaking of which, the Suns got rolled. 4-0.
How about the Wolves?
First time they've ever swept a playoff series ever.
T-Wolves.
Okay, the Suns got Durant, Beal, and Booker.
Yeah.
And they got swept
in the first round.
Oh, it was heavy. It was embarrassing.
If I'm the owner of the Suns, I'm like, okay, what are we doing?
It's a bad look.
Frank Vogel's the coach.
I watched the end of the Dallas game and the Clippers.
Did you?
You
watched some NBA?
The last like 5 minutes, it was on. I mean, I was like, you know what? I got to get into this because it was incredible.
Yeah, we can talk playoffs, Jake.
Yeah, all of us. Dallas took the lead like a minute something to go, or maybe I don't know.
Who won that? Oh, it's 2-2 now. Who won that game?
What's that? The Clippers came back and won it. The Dallas went ahead on a crazy shot by Kyrie.
Okay.
And then the Clippers just didn't miss again. Harden went to the hole twice, got fouled once, and Paul George, I think it was, hit a shot out of the corner, which was just remarkable. It was like, I don't know how you make that shot. You start watching these guys when they play, in the last 5 minutes of a tight game.
Oh,
defend, and it's unreal. And Harden still has it.
He's got it.
Thank you.
The spillover is next in early break on the ticket.